Thanks for choosing this teaching from The Elijah List, a prophetic ministry to the body of Christ. For more information about The Elijah List, including how to order or download other prophetic teachings by well-known speakers and teachers, the quarterly magazine Elijah Rain, music CDs or MP3 downloads, or to view our great selection of books and the many other prophetic resources we offer, visit our website, ElijahList.com, or call toll-free 866-ELIJAH-LIST. That's 866-354-5245. Or outside the U.S., 541-926-3250.
Now, we were musicians in my family. I didn't grow up with a lot of options as a kid. My children didn't either. And if I could have controlled it, my grandkids would not have had options. I'd come home from school. My father said, "You're a musician, and you will rehearse for 3 hours before supper. And after supper, you're a musician. You will learn more scales. You will learn more songs. You're a musician." My dad wasn't a Christian. He was an entertainer, master musician. Other members of his family were master. My dad could play every instrument in the Philharmonic or a symphony orchestra. From the percussion all the way through the woodwinds, through all the brass, my father, James Van Couvering, 93 years young today, living in St. Petersburg, Florida, removed my options as a kid. I am music. I don't do it. It's who I am. That's who these guys are. That's who you are when you worship. So my dad finds this collection of antique instruments, and one of them was a set of musical discs. They had been played by a man, this is a musical instrument, played by a man that during the Civil War spun these discs on a stone-topped table. I was 8 years old. I come home from school, and my father was spinning these on the sidewalk in front of our house. Just making a little bit of space here for another camera. Oh, you're going to want to get this disc. You want to take this one home. It helps prove that David Van Couvering can make organized noise to be music. My father taught me that. You take an 8-year-old kid and you give him a musical instrument and it's noise. Any instrument, noise. But the gift of music is organizing the noise to the right frequency. There's a key to unlock this stuff of technology and science and quantum physics that I've been talking about. If you can organize your noise, get it turned down. You've got to find the volume knob on your noise. As you turn your noise down, his signal is increasing in your spirit. You turn your noise of bandwidth off, and you'll get his signal loud and clear. Are you getting what I'm saying? I learned that from my little sister Sandy. Are you getting what I'm saying? The song is a song from the Civil War. The man that played these was Mr. Russell. Lived in Coopersville, Michigan. He was a spy for the Yankee Army. I live down in Tennessee and I hang out with all these southern friends of mine. Some of them prefer to be called rednecks. Ray Hughes particularly. And they don't hold it against me that I play a Yankee song and on a Yankee instrument, and the guy that first did it was a spy. Well, you are too. Connie, you're a spy. You go into devil's territory, in the devil's domain, to find reconnaissance so the rest of us can join you in spiritual warfare and say to Satan, wherever you find him, what do we say? You're dismissed. That's fun. I like that. I want to get him as far from me as I can get. If it takes a laser shooting 25,000 miles, I'm going to push him back a little further. I'm asking those men at NASA to build me a bigger laser. I want one that I know goes to infinity. Your prayer does. Your voice has a difficult time going past the atmosphere because it takes atmosphere for your voice to carry through the molecules of air. Well, we're going to play this one today through the laser. Oh, your ears will hear it. There's a trick to playing these. I have to spin this disc so that these teeth hit the stone at a certain number per second. I'm not trying to make it sound more difficult than it is. But A won't be A if I don't spin it, so 440 discs per second hit the stone. A, 440, means 440 vibrations per second. So I go up the scale, I have to spin them faster. As I go down the scale, I have to spin them slower. So I'm literally tuning it for the battle hymn of the Republic. We've got an accompaniment disc that's going to be the Vancouvering piano. You'll hear those sounds. Part of the invention that I helped to create, along with the brightest minds that I could find. A Civil War instrument, a Civil War song, played by spinning discs on a stone top table, the battle hymn of the Republic. Isn't lasers and technology fun? That's all that's working. Woo! Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Well, let me see. Wow. Yep. Yeah, those are good little speakers. They have to be ultrasonic. See, somebody had to know the nervous system's vibration of that squirrel or that spider. I don't know how they got the frequency of that bat. He's even got radar, the bat does. I'll bet he really knew where this thing was. My grandson asked me what a machine was that I was building one day. I said, that keeps dinosaurs out of the yard. It's a joke. I heard him telling his friend, you know why you don't see any dinosaurs anymore? Sandy, you're a character. And you bought this, huh? And that was before you knew about the real deal.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, she gave me permission to take it apart. I'm not going to do it right now, but... Oh, I like that. Flame speakers. Now, God knew when He wanted to give Moses a data dump. He wanted to vibrate more of Moses than 20 to 20,000 cycles. So He decides, God the Creator, Yahweh Himself. He could have invented what Alexander Graham Bell did. Did you know 6 hours after Alexander Graham Bell filed for his patent, Elisha Gray showed up at the patent office, 6 hours, with a design for the telephone. And nobody knows his name anymore except few of us patent specialists that love to deal with technologies and patents. And Elisha Gray, 6 hours after Alexander Graham Bell filed for his patent, had a better telephone than Alexander Graham Bell. Because he was out of phase, out of unity, out of synchronization by 6 hours. We don't remember Gray for Ma Gray. Some of you will get that at supper time. It's Ma Bell. And all the baby bells. And our problem with loudspeakers is that these loudspeakers are only working like Alexander Graham Bell told us they should work. Here it is, all these years and decades of technology, and we still are using air pumps to communicate. A little primitive, I think. When you understand that a year goes from 20 to 20,000, and that's all they ever wanted to get out of that speaker is 20 to... I told Hartley Peavy, the man that builds this stuff, he's a good friend. Matter of fact, he wanted to buy a company of mine one time. The Laser Optical Memory Retrieval Orchestron. Hartley Peavy drove his Porsche into my front yard. Said, I want to buy your company. And in arrogance, I said, how much will you pay me? Well, he said, I want to pay you a royalty. A big royalty and a little front-end price. I had developed the world's first laser optical remembrance disc. Optagon. Orchestron. Some of these musicians know that history. A disc that I stored the sounds and the laser, by the laser, in the silver emulsion of discs, film. You could play them back and you could hear real violins. You could hear real orchestras. They were the first sampler that we now become familiar to call. I said to Hartley, what are you going to pay me? He said, I'm going to give you a dollar for your company. And I'll pay you $100 an instrument. And in foolishness, I threw him out. Well, I was polite to him. I said, you're going to leave now. And had I done that, we would have sold hundreds of thousands of laser optical orchestrons worldwide. I missed an opportunity because I was out of phase. And in retrospect, Elisha Gray probably said that. If I'd have been 6 hours earlier, I'd have had it. He was out of phase. I'll tell you now, the difficulties in your life come from being out of phase. The voltage can be out of phase, the amplitude. You're at a peak when something else is at a crest or at a dip. Speakers do pressure and rarefaction. Did you know if I put two speakers here, 18-inch speakers, put that same synthesizer low-frequency pitch that you had going, took the wires of one speaker and twisted them over. You know, there's a positive and a negative on both sides. Positive makes it push, pressurize. Negative makes it rarefy. Push, rarefy. That's what sound takes to carry through the room. Twist one set of wires out of phase. Cancels the sound in the room. No sound. When one speaker is out of phase. You're going to do that. You're going to set that test up. They call it phase cancellation. The Lord's telling me to tell a story that I have to tell for somebody that's in this room that's really out of phase. We based our invention, the interactive piano, on Microsoft's Windows 2000. Bill Gates heard about it. He made a statement to the Parade magazine, which is a Sunday supplement that goes all over the world. He said the Vancouver Interactive Piano is the most sophisticated application of Windows that we've seen. Bill Gates said that. He called our office, or one of his assistants called, and asked for me to personally to come to the Windows 2000 conference, which was in Chicago, the big Comdex computer show, and show my piano in an arena that was twice the size of this room. And he had 9 or 10 stages set up in that room, all making sound into the room. And in the middle of the room, there was a little garden-like with chairs and artificial street lights and artificial grass. And if you walked into that zone, they had projected with overhead speakers, speakers that were out of phase. And you'd walk in front of our stage where I was talking about the piano. And right next to it, they had the GPS. And right next to that, another one. And all the applications around that room. You heard the sound when you were in the area that was in phase. And you'd walk through a 14-foot spread of cancellation. The speakers were in reverse. Don't you tell me that your attitude isn't affecting this room. I'm going to tell you there's people in here today that are out of phase. And I love it. I'm going to tune you. I'm going to hook you up. That if you want, you can be in phase. And your bad attitude will just instantly dissolve. And if it is sin, and Jesus forgives your sin, it's like your bad attitude never was. It isn't even left in the walls. Oh, somebody has to hear this. Pastors here. We've got people in their church. Brother, they're either in phase and revival is happening, or they're fighting something. You're either in phase, pushing and pulling in unity, or you're out of phase. God talked to Moses with a plasma, burning bush. He understands all of acoustics. Did you know a plasma can carry frequencies all the way to 100,000 cycles? Say, David, your ear only hears to 20,000. I'm not talking about your ear. I'm talking about your hair follicles. I'm talking about your sweat glands. Oh, that's a naughty word. You don't talk about sweat. It's perspiration now. Well, when I was a kid, if I got sweaty, it was sweat. You got some sweat glands that are listening. You got some hair follicles. Your hair is listening. Your ears are aimed forward by these little scoops that we call ears. Tests have been done that you can hold a handful of rocks, and in a big field, a dog barks behind you, and all of you will hit him 10 out of 10 times. Because when you turn, when you're alarmed, and your adrenal glands, let go their energy, your hearing frequency goes up. I like to make you mad. Not mad at me. Not mad at what I'm saying. But I said I intended to do damage to what you thought you knew. And I get a little bit of delight from dispelling darkness with the truth that the seal has been taken off from the scroll of science and faith. You got some lights that are turning on. Your bandwidth is going up. You're going to understand that you have some responsibility for your tongue and your imagination. 100,000 cycles, your body will respond to it. Give it loud enough, your body will respond to it. Your eardrums could explode. 140 dB in a rock concert with the kind of sound systems we used to build for synthesizers. Emerson, Lake and Palmer, Rick Wakeman, Chick Corea, Herbie Hancock, Stevie Wonder. Those were friends of mine. Those were the people I sold equipment to. Semis would pull into St. Petersburg, Florida and back up to our little facility. And we'd build them the instruments and the synthesizers and the orchestrons and all the cases. I owned the Viking Case Company, one of the major case companies of rock and roll. And the frequencies that we could put off a stage were 140 decibels. Your ears bleed at 140 decibels. And those rock stars had already lost normal hearing. They'd have 1,000-watt monitors laying in front of them. Well, I took 1,000 watts and put it in an antenna that goes on my little Chrysler. See that big thing sitting over there? That little cooling tower is hiding a laser inside of it. I like a little bit of power. When I intend to project that authority into those trucks, have you ever listened to those? Don't listen to those truckers on the road. The vulgarity that they use on a citizen's band radio. But I'm aiming at them. I'm going to get them. I'm going to hit them and dispel Satan in Jesus' name from every vulgarity that goes from Mexico to Canada in the next 10 days. I've been planning it for weeks. I got lasers that scare me. David, are you on pyrotechnic flame speakers or are you wandering? Probably wandering a little bit. But you keep pulling on the wander. God knew what he was doing. He wanted to impress and impact not just the ears of this man. He wanted to take his hair follicles. He wanted to take his tear ducts. He wanted to take the sensitive parts of your flesh and communicate into Moses, and he did. And we're building a set of those. Our website will talk about the day that we will also video. It'll be available on the Elijah List. When I find that farmer that's got 2 40-foot flames, he's down there in Oklahoma, Texas, someplace. If you got a 40-foot flame, I think she just felt a 40-foot flame. And I'm going to mount these things on the back of a wrecker. I'm talking about a tow truck. We're going to back 2 big electrodes. We're going to have a power generator. That's another truck-sized piece of equipment. We're going to have lasers aimed all over the heavens. We're going to have a party. A rock star asked me to do this one time years ago because I had a little flame speaker. I used to play my theremin out of it when I was doing lectures in schools. The instrument you don't touch and the sound's coming out of a flame, that'll get your attention. Those kids would learn about sound and science and history and music in a way they could never forget it. You know, some of I've told you how you can never forget. You write it with your left foot. Oh, you're not going to do that. Well, if you did, you couldn't forget it. You just tape a gaffer's, tape a felt marker with silver tape, that duct tape, gaffer's tape we call it. Tape it to your foot. And if you're left-handed, write with your right foot. And if you're right-handed, write with your left foot. Lay a big pad of paper on the floor. You'll charge neurons that you've never used. Did you know there's about 40 to 60% of your brain that shut off? What was that for originally? Was there upper bandwidth that spoke to that part of the brain? You can get restored. You can take a dead brain and wake it up. I think that's what I'm doing to some of you. I'm doing it deliberately. Not for the shock effect, but I know you'll do a better job of building the kingdom of God if you wake up. If you turn on, you understand who you are. That a flame amplifier gives you more frequencies. Somebody's getting more frequency right now. When I see them, Steve, behave yourself. Came up to me last night. I was sitting out here in a little restaurant. Rolled his window down, and all he had to do was grin. Becky said he gets it. Beyond words, beyond expression, he got it. Steve Schultz told you you would. Right there on the Elijah list. Oh, you might not understand it, Steve wrote. But you will get it. Your spirit knows that this is stuff you were supposed to know. And A, it hasn't been taught. B, it's been told in error. Or C, you're caught up in the fight between the church with its faith and science with its evolution. And there's a fight going on. Well, I just bypass the whole fight. I just drive right on around it. I'm not going to get caught in that mess. When they can prove to me that the DNA happens by accident, and I'll show you 1,000, I'll take you to Microsoft, I'll show you 1,000,000 hours of manpower that goes into making software. And when they release Vista, it's full of errors. They don't randomly generate software. Software is carefully designed by the software writers. 1,000,000 hours has gone into software. One little mistake, and that program will shut down. Some of you with Vista, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm not mad at you, Bill. And then the unbelieving secularist, the human secularist, wants me to believe that the DNA of the puppy that makes him jump happened by accident. Much less these artists that do these fantastic things with sound and technology, that their software happened by accident. I don't have to go very far into this whole thing of evolution before I find information. And I find planning. What do you think the DNA is? Told you last night you can play it back and you are a song and you sound like Mozart. Well, where do you think his creativity came from? Sounds like Bach and it sounds like the classics. Your song is a classic song. Don't take my word for it. Go Google it. That's not my cop-out. But that's part of the evidence. I saw some of you going through my library. It's a little piece of my library. I got 10,000 books at home. You say, David, you don't need 10,000 books. That's what Becky says. We built a new home. I had 2 big bedrooms converted into 1 big room. On the blueprint, and I had a huge library. I started unpacking my books, and we had to put shelves in front of the windows. I realized my house was too small. Say, David, haven't you ever heard of software and a computer that you can store all those books in? Yeah. But I like to feel what they recorded. Ooh. What did the book record when the first reader read it? Say, David, you can't go there. Well, try me. You can go there. Careful. Careful of those guitars you pick up. Those used guitars. And you can dismiss all the evil with the sentence. You're dismissed. And mean it. You and God make a majority and that guitar loses its memory of all the evil intent that it expressed. But there's a man that can tell you out of 10 guitars which one has been played by the artist. He can do it. Because there's something about the structure of matter that is changed when a pyrotechnic flame or anything of frequency vibrates into it. You felt your own Bibles vibrating. We had a stick up here that if it wouldn't have been the anointing on those gals, that stick was still vibrating. It was resonating to these loudspeakers. Moses resonated to the frequencies of God. We're building that system. Oh, it's fun. Matter is frequency being spoken by Jesus. Key number 3, page 4. I told you guys you had to learn faster than this. For by Him all things were created that are in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. For He is before all things, and in Him all things consist, or exist, or are sustained. If Jesus stopped singing the frequency of your body, you would dissolve. Where's the proof that Jesus is? Stick your hand out. Say, hello, hand.
Hello, hand.
Oh, I like that hello business. Ooh. Hello. Hello. He's singing the fist. He's singing the eyeball. He is singing the vocal cords. Isn't it important to sing back to Him? You get in phase with Him. You get in synchronization to His purpose. His desire, His plan, His assignment. And then you vibrate with Him. And life and all this stuff loses its meaning when you're in harmony and unity with the Father. Then when you speak, you have the authority to call forth a healing. Any two or three in His name agree is touching anything. I like that word, any. That excludes all my limits. Yours too. Get one thing straight, if you will. Of all the things I'm going to say, you have to leave your understanding that your limit is your self-imposed limit. When you leave here and you don't understand something, you're at the control panel of your memory. You got to give that over to the Holy Spirit. Some of you have. And then not because you understand it logically, but because He's illuminated it spiritually. The rhema of His truth sings into you. And He's talking to you directly. On a hotline. I could choose to call it a data dump. Go there. I've said that a few times. You have the capacity or the capacity not to go there. Do you want the capacity that what you say happens in your life? Some of you need a different job. I'm talking to some of the retirees in here. You gave up your job. Did you know that airlines, 65% of them die within 30 months of giving up the pilots? Did you know that? That's a statistic from the insurance companies. Their mind is so used to being in control of a lot of power and a lot of responsibility and hundreds of lives and millions of dollars worth of hardware, and what a mess they'd make on the ground if that thing would crash. They live at that heightened sense of awareness. And when they give it up, they'll die. Retirement is a self-imposed limit. I know what I'm talking about. I'm old enough for Social Security. I don't take it. I'm old enough for the medical assistance from my government. I don't want it. Say, David, you're weird. Well, I told, Becky will tell you I'm weird. My trust isn't in my government. They don't pay my bills. I'm not going to look for that check to pay my bills. My Heavenly Father knows exactly where I'm at. He's blinking me in and out. And He'll meet my needs as I trust Him. And you got a chance to respond, and it's cool if you don't. You see, you can give your responsibility up. You can throw it away. You can say, no, you don't have to go where you're assigned to go. You got a choice. You can say no. Now, some of us can't say no because we know the value of saying yes. So my capacity to say no has been surrendered. Paul called it dying daily. To this body, to this flesh, to these self-imposed limits. And I want His authority to flow through me because He's singing me. And He's given me my assignment. And if He gives you a vision, you will not be without provision. We're tied together. He's not broke and He pays what He ordered. I had a precious brother of mine the other day weeping tell a group of people that his ministry has cost him personally hundreds of thousands of dollars. As he would do things where a group of people around him would say, God called us to do this. And it was great evidence that it was of God. And he said, David, and he said to the crowd, he said, God didn't supply the needs. And I don't have a good answer for him. I don't have a good answer for the people that show up in my meetings with a pacemaker and still having heart attacks. The best answer I can give you is that I know what happened to me. And if that is done correctly, I know the result is predictable. Don't you surround yourself with a bunch of negative people. Stop believing the lie of Satan. All he can do is lie to you. And he'll lie to you through a doctor or through the prescriptions of a doctor. You say, well, I'm not ready to throw my medicine away. Well, then don't tell me you don't know why you're still sick. Because I'm liable to read the back of that package that tells you all the side effects. Doesn't make it any sense to anybody. To walk by faith and not by sight is to be in phase and in tune with the Lord Jesus Christ and His purpose for your life. You walk there and your miracle will realize. You walk there by faith to fulfill your assignment and it will happen. A book sold several million copies recently written by a New Age guru from Australia. I was in Australia when the book was released. It's called The Secret. I'm here to announce there is no secret. The Holy Spirit is in the business of dissolving secrets. And I can't talk about the Holy Spirit without talking about wisdom and guidance and deliverance. And in that, they have some friends that are, I shouldn't say social and spiritual friends, but they're acquaintances, men and women that I know and respect for what they have that's right. Fred Allen Wolf, a physicist. He's the one who gave me the phrase, Papa Quiff. He writes it in his book, all about it. Now he's got several books. In the bibliography, in the back of my documents, you find his name, you find the ISBN number. You will find the ways to get to those books. He's got one that says, Taking Your Quantum Leap. It's an awesome book. You'd think it was written by John, who wrote the book of John and the book of Revelation. It's awesome. He explains awesomely, with great truth, what it is to see a possibility. Call it like it is. Fred Allen Wolfe. He's got other materials. All of that stuff. If you read my book carefully, I'll warn you about some of this. I'll tell you to read it. I'll tell you to be careful. I'll tell you you can't accept everything you read. You have to read it in the light of the Holy Spirit. And guess what? He works every time. You can't read if you ask for the Holy Spirit to help you and He won't show up. Because He does. When I speak and you see me off to the side or I'm in a back room someplace, I'm going through not a ritual, but a commitment. Father, I'll be faithful. Holy Spirit. Lord, You rise strong within me. And I've done enough of this to know I can't know what You need to hear. It's not a cop-out. But I don't have a limit to say what You need to hear. I don't have that self-imposed limit. I trust the Holy Spirit for me to say it. I trust for the Holy Spirit to say what I didn't say. Now whose responsibility is it? Not mine. I said it. We prayed the Holy Spirit would release something in you. You will leave here altered. You will leave here with a spirit of understanding. You can't self-impose a limit on you that overrides this much unity if your heart was pure when you got here. If you're here to pick a fight, well, you might as well leave because you won't get it with me. You came in here to make a statement of mistruth, to misdirect somebody. That ain't going to happen. Did you see these big guys that got around here? This isn't your forum. This isn't your place to spread your propaganda. So you try doing something wrong around here, and that whole attitude just gets dismissed in a heartbeat. Because the Holy Spirit's in charge here. And if you're a little frustrated because I've said something you didn't quite get, well, get over it. In Jesus' name, you're going to listen. In Jesus' name, you're going to learn. In Jesus' name, you're going to understand. Now, you want to fight with that power? Go for it. Because you're going to learn. Matter, all matter. Your car, your house, your office, every doorknob you're going to touch is coming into existence by the song of the Lord, by the spoken set of frequencies coming from Jesus. He's a busy guy. He's at all points across his trajectory. That's how big Jesus is. He's at all time past, present and future. Woo. Now hang on. So are you. You've said things that got to get fixed. Some of it you just don't dismiss and it goes away. Some of it was so hurtful and so harmful that the repentant spirit of your life calls you to go back and ask for forgiveness. See, I'm one of those old-fashioned guys. I know what restitution is all about. You tear something up, you break it, you got some responsibility back there. And you can live in such a seeker-friendly and a seeker-sensitive attitude, and the secular humanists are going to make it sound so good that you can be saved, delivered, and full of miracles with all that sin still laying in your past. I don't go there. I don't believe that. I know you're the bride. Jesus Himself said that there's some that have their candle, their wicks are trimmed, their light is trimmed. Their lamps are full of oil, full of oil, full of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit doesn't treat me different than He does you. That your neighbor said, we're equal. Go ahead, we're equal. He's not going to ask somebody in here to repent and give a restitution that He's not going to say to the rest of us. If you're the bride of Christ and you want His authority in your life, there's some stuff you got to fix. And He'll give you the grace and the power and the authority to fix it with the Spirit of love. You say, oh, I'd be embarrassed to go back to that person and ask for forgiveness. Well, what kind of a bride do you want to be? And I'm serious. I'm talking to the bride. This may be the only chance I get to look in your face, tell you the truth. I don't know that your pastor will. I don't know that your husband and wife will. But I'm going to. You are a frequency that should vibrate in unity with His voice. You felt that Bible vibrate? How many felt their Bible vibrate? Come on. That'll happen every time there's a 90 dB sound system. 90 dB. His intent, His guitar music, vibrating in you. You think it's different when Jesus Christ wants to speak into you? He's going to talk to you. He's going to rise strong in you. You will be different. How close do you want to live to sin and be called a saint? Oh, I know this stuff isn't popular. Who said I was trying to be? I didn't. If you thought I was going to be a secular humanist with some twisted words about New Age nonsense, you're wrong. Jesus Christ said that sin is still sin. It's got to be forgiven. But we got a Savior. And in His name it gets to go away. And if you broke something and you've got to go fix it, go do it in Jesus' name. Get that stuff behind you. Then you're ready for healing. Then you're ready for signs and wonders. And they'll flow from your life in Jesus' name. Oh, you might find an exception. A mother of a famous TV evangelist had a microphone put in her face. And I heard that precious mama say to the answer of the question, why is your son so popular? How does he fill this room with 35,000 people? And she said, well, he says what they want to hear. Ouch. Social? Seeker accepted? Seeker friendly? Somebody's got to call sin, sin. And you got to know that it can be forgiven and eradicated from your life. And you got to know that the Holy Spirit's going to clean you up. And you're going to be a bride that's pure. You're going to stand innocent. You're going to stand in holiness. You're going to stand in His righteousness. Then His rightness flows through your life. You sow those seeds, signs and wonders follow you. Let's get over this stuff that ministry is the big stuff. I don't know what you think your ministry is, but if you think it's a bigger building or a bigger congregation or a TV show, I hate to put a pin in your bubble, but building the kingdom of God doesn't have to be big. God is big. But His ministry is the next person you cross paths with. You miss that, you missed it all. I could sit with a team of writers and produce product. That would be awesome. I've had publishers come to me and challenge me to do that. I don't say no, I say not now. Because I'm going to do what I'm doing. And when the door opens for Israel, which is opening, Becky and I are going to live in Israel. And might as well get used to it. If there's a one world government, it's going to be in Jerusalem. Not going to be a bunch of bankers, NAFTAites, who've caused us to surrender I-35. Oh, you don't want me to go there. Oh, I have to. It's my assignment. It's your assignment to stand in unity with me on that issue. You say, David, I can't follow you to the Canadian border next week. I can't follow you with a laser poked out of the roof of my car down to Mexico. That's cool. But we're hooked up. You want to hook up again? Say after me. In Jesus' name. I stand in unity.
That
wherever you go,
on
I-35,
I'm there.
My prayer,
my intent,
my assignment
is to pray for you.
That you can pray my prayer
up that light pipe.
Angularity of your spin just hooked up to the angularity of my electronic spin. Say, I don't understand it. That's cool. You didn't call yourself the physicist. I did. I got it all figured out. And you will too once the Holy Spirit gets a hold of that part of you and sings that song a few more times. This little girl in red is getting it. I love to see her lights come on because she's so honest about it. I sat at her table the other day, her eyes are that big around and her mouth was that big around. Who are you in phase with? Who are you in sync with? What vibration are you listening to? What's coming out of your mouth and your car and your home and your energy? It can be that matter is the frequency spoken by Jesus Christ. Key number 4. Page 5. I've been at this how many hours? Takes 22 minutes to read this thing. And I spend hours. I taught this on January 22nd from my son Joe's desk in St. Petersburg, Florida. Some of you heard that. You were there. All matter. Say it. All matter. Touch your diamond ring and say, you are matter. And you really matter. Because you're listening. Your car knows. The doorknob knows. The doorknob knows. Used to be a point when they built buildings, they put a shield on the front of the building. Architects did it. They put this big symbol up on the building back in the 20s and the 30s. Ancient buildings have it. That they are the architect and the builders, particularly the masons, really believed that all the energy of the building was available at that point. And if you talk to the masons that have studied their own history, they'll tell you that that is a portal to the building. That's in their culture. It's a part of the art. It's part of the building process. That cartouche, which was the badge of authority that the royalty wore, sometimes over their heart, sometimes on a banner. Their badge of authority, the symbol of their purpose, was evident. The ancients knew that matter had memory. The Jews were so careful cutting those stones, they didn't cut them at the site where the glory of God was going to have residence around the Holy of Holies. Those stones are huge. They're as big as a 45, 50-foot semi. I've stood next to those blocks that are 13 feet high, 10 feet wide, and 44 feet long. By the hundreds down there in the rabbis and the priests' tunnel underneath the western wall in the city of Jerusalem. These huge stones that the hydrologists and the hydraulists that do work with hydraulic cranes and heavy lifting admit that we have no technology today that could move those stones as carefully as they were moved with no chips. And they're soft stone. They can't understand, the modern scientists can't understand why those silly Jews didn't chop that thing up in 10 or 15 pieces. And they moved those huge stones that were caught at a quarry. They could have laid a brick wall. They could have put them in little pieces. They wanted the fewest sounds of violence. Are you hearing this? This making any sense to anybody? They understood matter has memory. They built that thing with the least amount of noise energy at the quarry. Slipped it in silence. We couldn't build it today. We couldn't build it today. We'd have to make all kinds of noise. Big engines, diesels, 4 and 5 cranes hook up to that thing and pick it out and place it in place. They knew that matter has memory. Do you? Are you really aware that when you talk, the recorder and the camera's on? I'm dead serious about playing these things back. Say, how are you going to do that, David? There is a free electron lab in Nashville. They've not approved my use of that machine. The scientists in charge don't even believe my theories are all accurate, but they give me the highest level of respect. One of them is a spirit-filled brother in the Lord who's a teacher. And we talk about these matters and acts a little like my little sister down here. Big eyes and we're going to freeze that thing, that piece of steel. 300 degrees and tune it. Maybe more, maybe less. Degrees of Celsius negative. Make it very cold. We're going to pull vacuums on it of 45 vacuums. That's a lot of suction. And we're going to put a charge across it, a 500 volts, tune it, more or less. Say, why are you going to tune it? What are you going to tune it to? We're going to take a laser and draw for 40 or 50 or 100 hours a circle on that piece of steel. Now we got something to look for. And we'll tune the equipment of that room-sized machine to get it very cold and find the right frequency, looking for that circle. We'll pull the vacuums. Did you know that they've slowed light down to 55 miles an hour? Then some wise guy in a big laboratory decided, could we run light backwards? And they slowed it down and made it go the other way. Ooh, I like it. Because I'm the guy that believes that Gerald Feinberg was right when he said there's a subatomic particle moving faster than light and the vortex of that tachyon is absorbing everything going on in this room right now. And that tachyon is in that wall. Go there. Read about that. Study that. Well, you say, I don't need to understand it. Well, if you want to understand where yesterday went, if you want to understand how tomorrow gets here, you better understand about these things that work faster than light. Because if it showed up before the test, something from the future got here before the cause. Oh, that's a tough one. I've spent hours trying to explain that to the uninformed. And it's real clear once the Lord gives you a revelation. All creativity happens that way. Every cake you've ever baked, you saw before you made it. Every meal you've ever served, you saw before it got there. You live in your future. Get it right that you can call your future to be what you see. And make sure you're seeing from the Word of God, and from Revelation, His potential. Because you caused that potential to be. Don't you dare believe that doctor that doesn't know the truth. Who doesn't know anything about Jesus Christ blinking your body in and out of here? All he knows about is the expensive machines that he's going to give you a test on. That were financed by the insurance companies, and he's one of the owners. Come on, get it straight. And the drug companies are pouring billions of dollars into the promotion and the kickbacks that give him that ticket that takes him to a condominium to play on a mansion or to play on a boat. Anywhere in the world, he does a 2-day seminar. And those seminars are how to invest your money. Come on. Because he's got so much of it, he gets a tax write-off for learning how to invest his money. Ooh, I have problems with some of this. And they all do it because they care about my health. And I got a frequency problem and they throw chemicals at me. Now that's a hang up for me. I get stuck right there. My car burns oil and I want to put a new paint job on it. Well, solve the problem. It's a frequency problem. I met with a man last week that's got a Rife machine, R-I-F-E. And the arthritis is gone. Rife, R-I-F-E. It puts radio waves through his body. I told you you were frequencies sung by Jesus Christ. That's page 4. Dr. Rife found that he could put frequencies through the human anatomy. He did this in the 30s, 1930s. Tuning it to frequencies. Ray Hughes had a ringing in his ears. You've heard him say it. How many have heard him say it? He sat in front of a machine for 5 minutes. It was lasers shining through glass tubes with gas in the tubes. So the laser would pick up the mixture of the frequency of the gas, come through the glass tube into Ray's body, and these glass tubes are hanging here. And they're giving frequencies into the body because the cells and the DNA and the frequencies of the organs is screwed up. Now what screws it up? A lot of things can. You stand on this platform, there's so much electronic radiation up here. The doctors would tell me with my first installation of that, the only installation I had, but when I first got my pacemaker, they said, you don't want to be within 100 feet of magnets that are carrying high voltage. Well, I'm not quite afraid of the magnets with high voltage. You will shut off. You will collapse. Somebody take my picture. I don't fly in the face of medical experts when they're right. But if I know they're wrong, I can't stand here and tell you keep taking their drugs. I'm going to tell you, it's about time you started getting the Holy Spirit. Getting a pastor in your life and some spiritual covering. You better understand what that invisible world is all about, or you're in bigger trouble than I can tell you. Those chemicals that are in our food and the chemicals that are on those shelves to give your peanut butter 6 months to stay on a shelf. That stuff's not good for you. Say, David, you're way off your subject. No, I'm right where I'm supposed to be. You're a frequency said by the voice of Jesus Christ. And you can speak in His name and He'll give you... There was no laser on my body when I got healed. That's for outer space and where my voice can't get. That's into that vortex of that subatomic particle moving faster than light where yesterday is. I want it removed. I'm going to go there. But the prayer of faith of those men and women around me at that altar, that little guy beating me in the back, he started talking about the frequency of a new heart. He didn't know the vibrational frequency. But he knew that if he said new heart, God would understand. And I was delivered because he had a faith to see something that I couldn't even see in the beginning. And after I heard that, I was energized. I began to agree with this little old guy. Little skinny guy. Looked like he crawled out of a house trailer someplace. Way out in the sticks. He looked a little grubby, as a matter of fact. And I mean, he didn't care where he punched me. He's just punching me in the back. New heart, Lord, don't heal him. Give him a new heart. And somehow his desire for my new heart canceled. And my desire to have strength of a new, young heart canceled the frequencies of disobedience in my cells, in my tissue. In my DNA. And here I am. All this energy ain't sugar, folks. Oh, I did eat my banana. I don't know if I told you the rest of that story, but that hand that you hold up there that can't be held up with the bad material in it, you put the banana in it, and you got some strength. You've got to go there. You've got to go to that rice thing. The word is emoto. Write it down. Emoto. E-M-O-T-O. Moto. A little guy in a Japanese gentleman over in Japan. He writes a word on water. And they freeze it. And they thaw it out under a microscope with the TV camera going. And the molecules coming from certain degrees up to 5 degrees make beautiful crystals. The shape of the Star of David. I normally wear it. I didn't get it on this morning. I carry a Star of David. Made of old gold. In the city of Jerusalem. What has it heard? What does it know about the history of Jerusalem? I wear it. Every time I put it on, I pray for the peace of that city. Becky and I are destined to live there. I want to be at the center of all the action. Washington, I'm sorry. Nashville. Topeka. I'd like to go see my name. It's probably still out there. Jerusalem. My destiny. I sense it when I'm there. I've seen things that have come to pass. I've seen other things that will come to pass. If you got that kind of a vision burning in you, stretch your hands toward me. I want to impart into you. Let me pray first and then I'll ask you to repeat after me. Father God, I ask you that you give me the capacity to impart to my brothers and sisters. These folks came to listen. They love me, Lord. You put them as a convergence in my life. May they have the capacity to visualize, to be endued with a vision for their future. Show them who they are, what they are to do, and where they are to go. Repeat after me. In the name of Jesus,
I receive
the upper bandwidth to see things to come. Sweep through my brain.
Sweep through my spirit.
And remove.
Alter.
Charge.
And change.
My capacity.
That I could see.
And I could know.
And I could be accurate.
That I could find verification.
That the vision.
That will burn in me
is your purpose
for my future.
In Jesus' name.
Woo!
We hope you've enjoyed this teaching. If you'd like to order additional copies, or if you'd like to view the many other prophetic resources available at the Elijah List, such as the quarterly magazine Elijah Rain, music CDs or MP3 downloads, or to view our great selection of books and gifts, simply log on to our website, ElijahList.com, or call toll-free 866-ELIJAH-LIST. That's 866-354-5245. Outside the U.S., call 541-926-3250. And join us again for another inspiring teaching from the Elijah List.